From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. We are getting some numbers from CHP on how the Labor Day traffic enforcement efforts went in Humboldt County. From 6 o'clock Friday night until late Monday night, the California Highway Patrol conducted maximum enforcement in the Humboldt area, watching for impaired drivers, as well as helping drivers in need throughout the holiday weekend. In 2017, the Humboldt area CHP investigated 8 crashes and made 5 arrests for impaired driving during the Labor Day weekend. This year, Humboldt's area officers investigated 11 crashes and made 7 arrests for impaired driving. Though the crash and arrest numbers were up, it's important to note that the Humboldt area CHP did not investigate any fatal crashes during this period. Statewide in 2017, more than 30 people were killed in crashes over the Labor Day weekend. It was a brief court appearance Tuesday for Marcy Kitchen. She turned herself in and was sent to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility, where she will stay until she is sentenced on September 18th. Kitchen was drunk behind the wheel of her Jeep when she struck her daughter, Kaya Kitchen, and friend, Faith Sarnes, in 2016. Both girls died as a result. After the accident, Kitchen took off. According to Lost Coast Outpost, about 20 friends and family members of Kaya Kitchen and Faith Sarnes were in the courtroom for the audience on Tuesday. $10,000 damage done to the McKinleyville post office over the holiday weekend. Authorities say a bunch of P.O. boxes were forced open, plus a window and back door were damaged. Investigators say they've not heard yet from anyone who thinks their mail may have been stolen, but the investigation is ongoing. Any person who may discover mail of theirs missing can contact the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. The preliminary estimate is that the break-in happened sometime between Friday night and Saturday morning. Humboldt State is among the schools receiving grants from the Justice Department's Office on Violence Against Women to help campuses respond to crimes of sexual assault, domestic violence, dating violence, and stalking. The grants help financially back comprehensive and coordinated responses to violent crimes on campus through partnerships with victim services providers and justice agencies as well. The recipients will collaborate with local law enforcement, prosecutors, campus athletic programs, Greek life groups, and off-campus victim services, each playing a critical role in making campuses safer. The awards will make possible a range of services like specialized training for campus law enforcement. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.